That's Genesis, B98.7 at 641. So, have you ever thought about this, attractiveness in the office? We all know who the good-looking people are. Well, new study shows if you're good-looking, you're way more likely to get hired than somebody who's average-looking. And you could be the first out the door when they start cutting at your company. And that just simply doesn't sound fair, does it? Dr. Cynthia Elliott's with us right now from Clearwater, Florida. She's a cosmetic surgeon. Just doesn't seem fair that the odds are much higher that the person who's good-looking is going to get hired when they're looking for a job.
Right. And it's a sad thing.
Yeah.
It seems to be that the assumptions they make are if someone's attractive, they think they're trustworthy, they think they're more competent. And when they actually look at the performance, those characteristics doesn't end up equaling, you know, the performance.
I also saw in the study when times are tough at a company, the good-looking people are usually the last to go too.
Yeah, right.
That's crazy. Are people getting cosmetic surgery because of this?
Oh, yeah.
Crazy. I saw there was a 54% increase in cosmetic surgeries in 2021 alone, doctor?
Yes, that's amazing. But also, part of it was because a lot of people were working from home and they had the time to have the surgery and recuperate without having to see anybody.
And doc, you hit on something there, working from home, which basically changed the workscape. Zoom calls, we had never heard of them before the pandemic. And then, all of a sudden, we're staring at ourselves in that little box every day, and people really started to notice their facial features and how they looked, which led to more of these cosmetic procedures.
I think a lot of people, when they had to switch over to virtual and they hadn't done it before, at first, they probably didn't have the lighting right, and, you know, the camera lens distorted the center of their face a little.
Yeah.
So I think it was kind of a wake-up call when they saw their face. Some of the things looked worse on camera than they did in the mirror. So people started noticing double chins or circles under their eyes. And part of that was because they were bent forward a little bit.
I resemble that. I'm never happy with my image when I'm doing a Zoom call. Okay, so that led a lot of people to do procedures. What is the most common procedure you do, doctor?
I think it's probably the under-eye circles.
Okay.
That people are being told that they look tired. And I mean, as far as the people who are coming in because of how they look virtually.
Yeah. Is that a major undertaking, getting the circles removed from your eyes?
No, it's so easy. It's just we put in an injectable gel just to take out that depression. And so once you even out the skin there so that your eyelid flows into your cheek without sinking in, it gets rid of that look of bags.
Interesting. And all to keep up in the virtual workplace. It's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. And probably socially, too. Just because, you know, somebody brought up to me, she's dating virtually. So I guess that's just as important, the impression she makes.
Well, it's a different world. And in closing, has it always been this way? The good-looking people always get ahead or a leg up when it comes to hiring, firing?
Well, you know, I think we all knew, you know, that there was a bias maybe for attractive. But I didn't realize until I had read a lot of the psychology research about how we infer certain personality characteristics based on just certain characteristics of the face. So a man with a really strong jaw, maybe a cleft chin, and low brows, they're going to assume that he's a very powerful, competent guy.
You're describing our boss here at the office. Hey, doctor, thanks for your time this morning. Very interesting.
Okay, thanks a lot. Okay. Take care.
With one of the best savings rates in America, banking with Capital One is the